Mark Brayshaw is the chief as well, the CEO of the AFL Coaches Association. He joins us on the program. Good day, Mark.
Good morning. Morning still. Afternoon.
Just rolled into afternoon, mate. You're forgiven for that one. That's all right. I'm well, mate. I'm well. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Now, lots in footy to talk about, but there's a lot of involvement these days with the AFL Coaches Association, Mark, with Men's Health Initiative. Why is that?
Okay, well, we did a cracking promotion a few months back involving this thing called a P-ball challenge.
So yes.
You might remember it.
Love the P-ball.
Yeah, we encouraged men really above 40, certainly above 50, to get their prostate checked. Rocket Ead, well, first of all, David Parkin is a prostate cancer survivor.
Yep.
And a titan of coaching ranks. And then Rocket's family history. Rocket gets tested every 6 months because his father and I think his brother had it and may have even passed from it. And we felt as though, prostate cancer is something that's important to men. So it'd be fair to say that from time to time I ask the coaches to get involved in things and there's varying degrees of enthusiasm. But in this instance, because it makes good sense and is so important to our guys, the response was immediate. And it was a very, very successful campaign.
And the coach is more than happy to get involved in that, obviously with the history for a guy like Rocket, yeah. He would be. But spreading the message seems to be almost part of the charter these days of the CA.
It's funny. I asked Roozy, and Roozy's perfect, okay? So he's just in his 50s, but he's coach of a Melbourne-based club, and he's got a premiership background, and he is who he is.
Yep.
Straight away, I'll be involved. And we sold that. Well, the Chemist Warehouse moved 20-odd thousand of these P-balls in the week, which is a big number. And it just shows that men, Parko said to us today, so we presented a cheque to Australian Prostate Cancer Research for 50 grand today, this morning.
Yep.
At their facility, their fantastic facility in North Melbourne. And Parko said, in the last 5 years, I think I'm going to get this right, awareness has risen by 86% in men. So, it's a bloody good cause. And Parko makes clear that women have done a much better job in relation to breast cancer than men have. And so, this is our little bit, and it worked. It was really good, and we had one member at least in our ranks. We sent the P-balls out to all the clubs, and one guy struggled to break the P-ball up and took himself off to the doctor, and he got the all clear, but he realised it had been years since he'd been to his doctor. So
yeah.
That was a good story. And funnily enough, four out of five of our members are ex-players, and the ex-players, as you'd know this, live with the doctor, and going to a doctor as a footballer is just part of what you do.
Yeah.
But once they get out, we'd estimate one in four of our members bother to go and see a doctor. So there just seems to be this mindset of Aussie blokes that, she'll be right, mate. So our message is to, take it a bit more seriously, and it was a ripper.
No, it's a great message. And as Parko said with those numbers, people are becoming more aware, and good to see blokes looking after themselves. And well done at Chemist Warehouse, too. $50,000 to the Australian Prostate Cancer Centre. Today,
yeah, it was really good effort, and they were very grateful. And the thing about it is, I was there today, had a look around. If you've got an issue in this space, you can wait up to 6 months to get through all the sort of checking and urologists and the various experts to get out the other side.
Mm.
Whereas you can walk in within a week, you can get all this done at this place in North Melbourne, Australian Prostate Cancer Research. So for guys out there that might, 6 months a long time to be going to bed at night wondering where you're at and what treatment you need. So this place, and it's free. You basically give them your Medicare card and you're in. So it was a really important partnership for us, and it worked. And so we're very happy to spread that message. And if you're a listener, you're a male over 50, you need to take this seriously.
Absolutely. Australian Prostate Cancer Research Centre. You walk in off the street without a penny in your pocket, effectively get a free health check there. Check it out to Google if you need to, and check it out. But if you need to go and get checked, make sure you do so. That's the message from the AFL Coaches Association. Just moving on to some footy matters, Mark, if you don't mind. We've had an unprecedented season this year with the tragedy, of course, with Phil Walsh over in Adelaide. And all people in football were affected by that. But I imagine the whole coaching fraternity really took that hard. How much have you been dealing with the coaches since that time?
Yeah, it's a good question. And yes, so the thing about Phil is he had a long time as a player and as a coach. So within the ranks of 180 coaches, there were lots and lots of them, mainly guys that had worked with him more recently at West Coast and Port,
yep.
But also the players who particularly those at Port Adelaide, the more recent memories. So, it's been the ripple effect of his passing within our ranks was profound. remains profound. And we're behind the scenes. Yeah, we've been doing our little bit, but mainly putting members in touch with experts to get, you know, to give them counselling, really, and that's been across the country. And we partnered really well with the Players Association on that front. And the Crows. The Crows were magnificent. You know, you can't fault the way they handled the fallout of it all. So, yeah, it's been a great team effort and a horrific tragedy. In fact, I was just talking to somebody about it this morning. So it's, yeah, it hasn't finished by any stretch.
We know that footy is a very competitive game, and it's, you know, once you're representing one club, it's all about that club effectively. But has this seemed to have brought the coaches and the association more together, a bit more tight?
Yep, I agree. Absolutely, and it started with Clarko and Bucks getting together and implementing that extraordinary that gesture after the game. And you know what? Nobody knew about that. I spoke to Alistair about it, and it was his idea. And he spoke to Nathan and then the captains and just said, "Listen, keep that. This is before the game. Keep it quiet." And you know, I think that's going to be a memory forever. Certainly, a highlight of this year will be that image of those guys hugging one another. And so, yeah, I mean, there's no question. Look, there's always been a lot of these guys are ex-mates and teammates and have been around for a long while and friends.
Yeah.
They're bitter rivals, obviously, but there is a great... the purpose of the Coaches Association really is to capture that collegial friendship where we can behind the scenes helping out. We are very much the third banana. The individual member's responsible for his own career, and then, of course, they're employees of the 18 clubs. But where we can, the only reason we can add some value is by capturing our scale. And that means getting the guys to work together in areas that are important. So, it was an unqualified response when Phil passed. And, you know, I hope it doesn't happen again, but I'm sure when any coaches get in trouble, they're all prepared to help one another. Yeah. It's really, really quite uplifting.
And it's exactly right. It's a good word, uplifting. It's exactly what it was when that happened to the MCG and all the response since that time from the whole football fraternity, but also the coaches. Speaking of working together and images, the game has suffered a bit in the last couple of years, and the way that it is played. Coaches obviously drive the agenda to a degree with the way the system of play they want to set up for their team and restrict opposition, all that type of thing. And it's come under fire. The game is under fire in a big way. And our audience is all over that at the moment, Mark, as you're probably aware.
Yep.
What responsibility do the coaches have to address that and make it more palatable for the footy fan, as opposed to just being a walk-in Saturday afternoon or whenever the game is, take your 4 points and run?
Okay, well, I'll answer that in two ways. First of all, I've got a reason to be watching Melbourne at the moment, and I sat in the crowd and watched the game against the Lions, and it was just wasn't the best spectacle, but I sat yesterday and watched.
Yep.
And I agree with Roosie's sentiment, and that is that the same set of rules gave rise to a really entertaining game. It wasn't a great one for the Demons, but it was a good game of footy, high scoring. I think we've all got rose-tinted glasses. I mean, the shows that highlight flashbacks and previous games, well, they cherry-pick the great games. There's a little bit of nostalgia there. That's the first thing. So, you know, within the space of a month, I've seen two different games from the Demons. And so, first of all, I echo Roosie's sentiment. Secondly, I reminded that not long after I started in this job, the coaches had dinner around at Gil McLaughlin's house. And Gil started the dinner. It was a really good informal evening. I think there was about a dozen of the coaches there. And Gil gave an opening presentation about the dynamics of football. And his message was, we're trying to grow the popularity of the sport, engage and connect with the fans. Okay, and some of the fans live in remote parts of the country.
Yep.
Some of them like to watch television. Some of them are young. Some of them are old. They're all different I mean, it was a really fascinating insight. And what was apparent to me, and in fact to Gil and Mike Fitzpatrick and Mark Evans, was that if Gil and the AFL can present a cause that is in the best interests of either the health and well-being of the game or the health and well-being of the players, then coaches will immediately subordinate anything else to those two interests. Now, they're a smart, sceptical bunch, so you better present a solid case. Hmm. But, Gil, I think the reason coaches embrace playing, you know, in overseas and in remote parts of the country is because there's a strong argument that taking a game to the people is in the best interest of the game, and they do it. And any time there's a sound argument that suggests that player health is important, they'll also do it. So I think that, there's a review, it appears, of the game, and it's in good hands. Mark Evans is a very well-regarded bloke in the eyes of the coaches. And if that comes up with recommendations that suggest the game's best interests require a change, the coaches are up for it. It was immediate. Once again, an unconditional response that night at Gill's house, and I expect them to be participating as long as there's an evidentiary-based argument.
Yep.
That's how I'd answer that question.
Well answered, I reckon, and it's a topic that's been well talked about by the footy fans, by media, by coaches, by players in the last little while. Well, I'm sure there'll be more about it come season's end. Appreciate your time today, Mark. Well done on all the initiatives you're getting out there, particularly the public service and public health ones for men from the AFL Coaches Association. It's a very good thing. We've got SMSs saying here that they've got the P-ball in the cupboard. They didn't use it, but it's a good reminder for them to check it out and go and get looked at. So it's a great work. Well done.
Thanks very much, and have a good day. Cheers, Hart.
Good on you. Mark Brayshaw, CEO of the AFL Coaches Association, with us on Halftime.